I know it was a tough loss. They definitely needed that one last night. Definitely needed that one last night. And obviously, we're talking about the Mavericks and the Rockets. Rockets trying to keep up pace with the Golden State Warriors. They ain't been going according to plan. Golden State trying to win ball games at the end. Don't want Houston Rockets to catch them at all. I thought the Spurs had them last night. Yeah, another Texas team. I wanted them Spurs to upset them, to at least try to give us a little gaining ground. Didn't matter if they lost or not. We wouldn't have gained anything, but we did lose something. We lost a game against the Mavericks. All is not lost, but it just got real tough now. Almost impossible for them to catch the Golden State Warriors. Everything has to be picture perfect here on out. But yeah, the Houston Rockets lost to the Dallas Mavericks 125-107. Every time these Texas teams get together, it's going to be high stakes, high intensity. And you want it for bragging rights. Well, the Dallas Mavericks came into H-Town. And they said they done heard all the hoopla. They done seen this winning streak y'all been going on. It's time for us to put it to an end. Houston Rockets came out with a lot of energy to start with. The only problem is they couldn't hit their three shot. But one thing for sure, Dallas Mavericks wasn't going to allow Jalen Green to win this game by himself. Came out right out of the gate. Traps, double teams, getting him to come off the ball very early. Now we had the middleman, Landell. Little hesitant, couldn't hit that little pocket shot. That's the only thing was open, and some threes, which they didn't hit. And Lou Doncic is what I like to call him. Luka Doncic. The man was on fire from the first quarter, from the second quarter. The whole game, the man was on fire. Now, the Dallas Mavericks, they schemed. They trapped, got Jalen Green off the ball quick as possible, forced other guys to beat him. They said, if you're going to beat us, we're going to turn you into the old Houston Rockets. Yeah, we're going to turn you into the old Houston Rockets. Hit some threes to win this game. Jalen Green ain't going to be driving. He's not going to just be bouncing the air out of the ball, get to his spots, pull up three, pull up from mid-range, get people in foul trouble. He's on a high streak. We're not going to allow that. We're going to take him out of the game soon as tip ball. That's exactly what they did. Houston was in a scramble. They got the open shots. They just couldn't hit them, couldn't drop them. I think the Rockets, or I believe the Rockets expected that, because that's why you had Bullock playing all those minutes. You need a three-point shooter out there just in case they start double-teaming a little bit. Dallas Mavericks has a history of running these schemes and going right after superstars. Which brings me to this. And we've talked about it plenty of times. Double-teaming superstars. And trust me, I'm all with Ime Udoka. But I know it came across your mind, well, everybody mind in the arena, everybody that's watching on television, wherever you was at, if you was looking at this game, the first thing came to your mind after Luka Doncic started going off and hit the last three, four shots in a row, are we going to send guys at him? Are we going to trap him? Are we going to do the same thing they doing to Jalen Green, do to him? Never happened. And what happens with superstars when you let them get their roll on? They're going to get their roll on all the way to the finish line, and it's going to give you a big L. A big L. Now, Ime Udoka, I know you said in the press conference, you want to keep everybody home. You want to man up everything. But not against superstars. We've said it before. We know what they can do. I want to see somebody else shoot the three. I want to see somebody else go one-on-one. Let Tim Hardaway Jr., you know, do some ISO, throwing up shots, running around. Not Lou Doncic. No. We know what that guy can do. Well, Lou Doncic had a hell of a game, folks. Couldn't miss for nothing. And he was on a pace for 60. I believe that. Ended up with 47. Oh, man. Two steals, seven assists, 12 rebounds. Look at the threes. The man had it rolling. 9-for-16 from the three-point line, 18-for-30 from the field. He basically carried the whole team. It was all Lou Doncic last night. Now, you can throw Kyrie Irving in there. He got his 24 points. You know, seven assists. He mixed around three rebounds. But Lou Doncic set the table. Forks, spoons, knives, handkerchiefs. I even think he had a bowl of water sitting on the side just to dip his hands in from being so hot and sizzling, just to wipe it and dry it off on a napkin. The man had it rolling, and I don't know why Emu Doka didn't switch it up and say, let's do something with this guy. He wanted him to go one-on-one. He's thinking, well, Luke Doncic can't win it by himself. It's too many points to make up. We're a hot offense right now. It's impossible for him to make up these points to beat us. He did that. And his counterpart, Kyrie Irving, a little mixture here and there with the other guys. But Luke Doncic came out. He had one thing on his mind. He was coming to Houston to get a victory, and he was going to end this winning streak. He had that in his mind. So I hope Emu Doka learned a lesson next time he has an opportunity to play this team, whenever it is. Got to look at the schedule. I don't know if they're playing him again on this last stretch. But you got to get the ball out of his hands. I mean, as soon as he touches, you got to have men running at him. Yeah, he can pass. He's a great passer. He facilitates. He can get other people involved, but I want to see that. I'd rather see that. I don't see this guy going down the court, putting a three sign up, you know, talking to the crowd, hyping it up and everything, smiling and cheesing. Everything's rolling. Did you see the one-hand shot? Just a throw up. Bucket. If that's not an indication of somebody's hot, I don't know what is. Emu Doka stuck to his guns. He said he was going in there playing man up, guard your man, and he wasn't joking. We ain't running no double teams, no traps. We just want to see what he can do. We seen it all night. So Luke Doncic is too much. Too much for the Houston Rockets. Ended the 11th game winning streak. Because really it was a statement game. I'll be honest with you. Even though they won 11 straight, this 12th one was a statement because of who it was going up against. It was a worthy opponent. It's a team that's going to be in the playoffs. It's a team that could go to the finals. So, yeah, it was a statement game. Texas rival. Had all the bells and the whistles. National coverage was actually looking at this team on this winning streak. And you go in and you knock down the Dallas Mavericks for 12 straight. They don't start rubbing their eyes and be like, okay. This team look like they want to play in, depending on what Golden State's going to do. And like I said, I thought San Antonio was coming out to get them. And it was. It looked good for a while. But once Golden State got that lead that they needed, I knew it was pretty much a wrap. I think it was like at 1:58-64. Usually when you have Golden State with a lead like that, kind of going into late, they're going to seal the deal. But San Antonio had their shot, and Houston winning this game and Golden State, let's say if they lost, it's a lot of ifs and buts, I know. But you would have gained some ground. Now losing this game was more crucial because they won. Now you got yourself really against the wall with what, 9-8 games left? Not that many. The era has shortened up. But take your hats off to Dallas. Houston came to play this game. They did. Unfortunately, they just couldn't hit the shots. And with that little wrinkle of trapping Jalen Green, threw them off just a little bit. Because people start getting the ball early. They usually don't get it that early. They got to figure out what they're going to do with it. Either a quick shot or hurry up and pass the ball. They got caught up in between that. Then you miss some bunnies. And then they're out running again. And then when you got a team that's that hot, that's a lot of pressure. Because every time Houston missed, they came down. What Luke Doncic doing? Fadeaway jump shot. Pull back three. Drive into the lane. Find the open man in the corner for a three after they done bottled him up after penetration. It was just a whole bunch of shots dropping for the Dallas Mavericks last night. Too much. Rainfall. Houston couldn't plug it up. And you lose. But I think he should have thrown a wrinkle. That's the only thing that frustrates you about it, that he allowed Luke Doncic, a superstar, made man, beat you. That's the frustrating part about it. Because you threw a wrinkle in there, maybe things change. Maybe you change the momentum. Maybe you got other guys getting the ball in their hands and they're missing shots, they're missing layups. Now we can gain some ground, try to get back in this ball game. You cannot battle Luke Doncic one-on-one. He goes too much at his own pace. He's too big. He's too savvy. And when he gets to his spots, his sweet spots, it's going to be candy all night long. All night long. So it was unfortunate the Houston Rockets had to lose and break this streak. at home against the Dallas Mavericks, a foe, a rival. It could have had a different result. It really could have. I just think the defensive scheme should have been different. After they started trapping Jalen Green for sure, you should have had in your mind, okay, they're going to take away our guy, our future superstar, so to speak. We'll take away your guy, and then we're going to see where the chips may fall. Let's make it a role player game. But you don't let this guy go out there and dictate the game, the pace, and what's going to happen. You're going to lose every time. And it didn't take long. Tip ball, you saw the glare and the look in Luka's eyes when he was getting that ball. He wasn't looking to pass it up. Once I see a superstar have that walk and that look in his eye, I'm throwing it in right now. We're going to get him. We're going to get him right now. I don't need to see 10, 12 shots in a row. So this was, I don't want to say it's on Ime Udoka, but he could have saved a lot of this. Swallow your pride. I know you want your defense to be solid. I know you want everybody to be manned up, snarling, and know how to hold their own man. But it's a different guy. I don't care who it is, superstar, low tier, high tier. If they start the game like that, you got to blitz them. You got to blitz them immediately. So unfortunate. So where they land now is going to be tough. It's going to be tough to gain that ground now. It really is. But the more important thing, what I wanted to get into, is the national coverage. Not only that the Rockets are getting, but Jalen Green. Jalen Green is finally getting some national coverage. And we're going to show a clip. Tim Legler. And we're going to get into it. But man, can you believe that? What Jalen Green was to now, nationally, they starting to talk about him now. Talking about, man, this guy could be a superstar. He done picked up his play. Look at the last stretch of games, what he's been doing. So it's catching a lot of people's attention. And I thought it was amazing, because if you start having people talk about you in a good light like this, when it start hitting national coverage, you're already there. You just got to keep it up. I don't see Jalen Green falling off completely. But in this game, they took him away. He only ended up with 12 points in this game. You know, 5 assists, 6 rebounds. And he was 0-for-5 from the 3-point line. He was 5-for-15 from the field. Now, my only thing with Jalen Green on that situation, yeah, you was off. They was trapping you. You just want more attempts. Even though they got your number and you off a little bit, I still want to see some attempts go up. Because superstars, man, when they're off, they putting them up. And what we say when you're a superstar, all-star on a team, and you're shooting and you off, but you're trying to guide your team to victory? Got to unload the clip. Simple as that. You got to unload the clip. You don't have no bullets left in a game like this. So, yeah, trapping, whatever the case may be, beat it. Just get up, jerk your shot up. I at least want to see 25. 30 attempts on an off night when it's a big statement game against a rivalry, you want to have your clip unloaded. So, yeah, they kind of shied him away from being aggressive when you're throwing that many guys at him. But there should have been a timeout called, I believe. When you start realizing they're trapping him on a few possessions, call a timeout, get the guys settled. Hey, they're trapping. This is what they might stick with. We needed one guy here. We need y'all to be ready. Ready in a shooting pocket. Because you're going to get some shots in this game. 3 is going to go up, focus, be confident, take the shot. We got to knock them down. Way Golden State is playing, and it looked like they're not trying to drop too many games themselves. And now they got up 2 games on you now. It's tough. It's tough. You almost got to win out and hope they drop some. Drop a few. So let's get into this clip. Jalen Green, like I said, this is like 4 days ago. Tim Legler and I forgot the other guy's name. But we're going to check that out and see. National coverage, Jalen Green. They're starting to pay attention. So let's check it out. All right, here we go. And this comes from the All-NBA podcast. So y'all go over there and subscribe to them or go check them out. But this is on the All-NBA podcast. Let's go ahead and start this up.
First thing that stood out is if you just watched overtime only, like those 5 minutes of basketball, that was about as entertaining as any full game I've watched all year. Overtime was amazing in this game with the shot making and even some of the plays down the stretch that led to overtime. Look,
Just remember, this is about 4 days ago, coming off the 10-game winning streak against OKC. That's what Tim Legler is going to be breaking down. The national coverage that Houston Rockets are starting to get. And Jalen Green, as he's going to break down his game and what his thoughts on how he's developing and where he thought he was going to be in his career to right now. So Legs a little surprised himself. So let's get into it.
This is a great win. I don't care if Shai Gilgeous-Alexander played or not, man. Oklahoma City has enough of a core there to still be able to do it without him. And they're at home, and they took the lead. And it looked like early in the fourth quarter, like they had this game under control. And it looked like with Golden State, you know, eventually winning that game, you know, this would have put them potentially two back if they drop it without right. the tiebreaker with the Warriors. It would put less significance on their game next Thursday if they're two back. Right. So that's what you're looking at here. And they dug deep, man. They made the plays down the stretch. Dylan Brooks was incredible when he had to be offensively. Jalen Green, man, what a stretch he is on right now. And he was, again, sensational last night. I was impressed, man, with how bad they obviously wanted to win this game and how hard they dug in to make the plays that they needed to down the stretch. So give Houston all the credit.
There's nothing like a winning streak in sports, but there's like an energy and a belief a team gets, and it elevates their play. And you saw that last night. That was a Rockets team that's starting to believe in themselves. They have incredible energy. And after that game, some of the celebration that was coming from that team was one of, hey, we can see it. We can taste it. This is our moment. And what a big moment it would be for them. But the story for me, there's two stories. Number one, it's going to be Jalen Green. But to set the table for Jalen Green, the thing that stood out to me about this game, Chet Holmgren only plays 18 minutes and fouls out. He was already a small, a thin big, but this game was so tiny. Most of the game was played without any bigs on the court. And when I say bigs, I don't just mean no centers. I'm talking Dylan Brooks at center. You know, you were playing two ways with tiny guys. So that's what stood out to me is Houston without Şengün is going really small, spreading teams out. And to a degree that every team plays small, this was some of the smallest basketball I've watched. And I think that's why it was such a high scoring game.
I agree with that. That's what it looked like at one point. It looked like, you know, you just had like 10 wings on the court. And that's how they decided matters. I want to focus on Jalen Green right now because I don't know to what extent. Maybe people now or nationally are starting to pay a little bit more attention to the Rockets and Jalen Green. You know, he's always going to have probably had his group of fans that loved him coming out or whatever. It took some time. And I thought early in the year, you and I had a conversation about Jalen Green, and we kind of were on the same page. Like, I didn't know if Jalen Green was just going to be another one of those guys that was, like, super athletic and blazing fast, but, like, never really played in a way that made you think that like, he totally understood what he was trying to get done. He was never going to be efficient, you know. Probably a 41% type shooter, like year after year, like right around 30 from the three, like that kind of player. Because he's not really a point guard. He's not a point guard. He's an attacking lead guard. And guess what? There's a lot.
And that's what we thought. We thought he wasn't going to never turn over and develop. That's why Houston had him in trade talks, thinking about actually shipping this guy off or trying to figure out what they're going to do with him. That's why I say he jumped on a scene out of the blue. It was like overnight, his game just changed. And it came at a perfect time. Like I say, proud of him, happy for him. He's getting national coverage. But like you said, thought he was going to be like a 41% shooter, didn't know what his game was going to be like, second guessing himself, up one game, down the next. So he came a long way, just in 3 years, a long way. Now it seems like he's turned over that lead. So got to be proud of him, though. But yeah, he just came up on the scene here recently. And I mean, he came in with a flurry.
A lot of those guys in the league, and you can win with those guys. I mean, some teams, like, that's their primary source of their offense. You can make plays for other people, but the main thing you're going to do is score, right? And just be that aggressive score. That's what he is. And if you're not doing that efficiently, Adam, it's kind of ugly to watch. It's not fun to watch a guy right. that plays that way that's not efficient, even if he gets to 20, 25. It's just like, okay, well, that was kind of ugly to watch. That wasn't really team basketball, whatever. When you look at what this guy is doing right now, he's electrifying. Adam, I'm watching him last night and I'm saying to myself, is there a guy in the league that's quicker to the rim from like when a ball screen set beyond the 3-point line and like the big jumps out and he turns the corner on that guy. I don't think there's anybody in the league that gets to the rim quicker from 28 feet to the rim. I thought Tyrese Maxey was like the quickest guy at that. De'Aaron Fox can be lightning quick at that. I don't know, man. I think Jalen Green might be the one. And when you watched him last night, I saw a combination of players, and people lose their minds when you do this because they think you're comparing them to these guys' careers. Yeah. I'm not doing that. You're telling me right now you don't see some Ja Morant in this guy?
Yeah.
You don't see some Russell Westbrook in this guy? Because yeah. I see both of those things. I even see a little bit of Iverson in this guy. In his
left right quickness,
his fearlessness too, fearlessness to take hits, and that's kind of like Ja as well. And like the way that they jump and then figure it out in the air, that's kind of like Ja. And they end up shooting a reverse layup, and you can't even believe they got the ball to the other side of the rim, like where they jump from, like stuff like that. That's what he reminded me of when I was watching him last night. And by the way, he's shooting 43% from the three in the month of March. He's shooting 50 from the field. So forget all that lack of efficiency talk. He's doing it, and he's doing it in big ways. During this 10-game winning streak, he has 8 games with 27 points or more. 8. Yeah. And he's clearly the driving force of their offense. He can do whatever he wants offensively. The ball is a magnet to get back to him when he gives it up because he's so impossible to keep really from being out of the lane. And then when he's making threes the way that he was last night, the way that he was during the stretch, you now have a guy that's really difficult to deal with, and you could see it last night. So I was super impressed with him last night, super impressed with him during the streak, and I think I'm changing my opinion ultimately about what his ceiling is going to be.
Wow. The guy, you mentioned a couple big names, and I definitely see it. This is all the same mold of skill. It's that first step is just so quick, long stride, super bouncy, and then fearless. Zach LaVine's another guy I would probably compare him to in that Zach LaVine could just go 0 to 60 with one long stride.
So there it is. Little bit of national coverage. Everybody's starting to talk about the Houston Rockets. This is on a 10-game winning streak. So you can only imagine the more games they win, the more notoriety they're going to get. They've gotten this play-in. You get more coverage. Just helps the team out. Now, it's real hard right now. I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to be very difficult. They just backed themselves deeper into the hole. And guess who they playing tomorrow? Minnesota Timberwolves. Doesn't get any easier. So not only that, you got to hope they lose some games. You got to continue to win. You got to go back on a winning streak. Yes, pressure. You already just came from an 11-game winning streak. But it's narrowed down. Now the games have got even smaller. I think the task is going to be too much. They were right there. And they're still up for grabs. They still can get it. It's just a very slim chance with the amount of games that are left. And then Golden State starting to pull out victories as well on the top end of it. So even if they come up short, look, hell of a season. Look at the games they won already. Nobody expected them to win this many games. So this streak has totaled it up. They're trying to get 40. 40. They're trying to get that 40. So we're going to tune in, man, tomorrow, see what's going to happen with them. It is making it Monday. Yeah, it's making it Monday. And Rockets are playing on terrible Tuesday. So let's see if we can turn that terrible into a terrific Tuesday. I don't know. But all I know, they need to win. They need to continue to win. So appreciate y'all time. This is Goody Mo Sports Quick Hits. Making it Monday. Get it on over with. And we out of here. Peace.